we burn down Rome. Man, I see naked in the grass, so up in all you want to move. Make sure you know who I could call you cool. Watch where you step, so in the place I left your shoes. Babylon wants you head like the news. Do all things around some boy, can't take it at all. Boy, go surrender and I will pay poor ball. Fire and brimstone and one thunder ball. Wicked them a fret, I watch it, wicked them a ball. So, Babylon.
Hey, friggin' buddy here, coming to you live from Spicer's Dockside Grill. You know, over on Wolf Island there. It's friggin' beauty over here. Like I'd say, best waterfront patio in Kingston, hands down. Right on! So hop on a ferry or a jet ski or whatever and just get over to Spicer's Dockside Grill and see for yourself. They're open for lunch and dinner Thursday to Sunday from noon to 9, and they got free live music every Friday and Saturday night. Frig yeah! Get the full scoop at spicersdockside.com and I'll see you on the island, bud.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics, but the spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Spanning decades, but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back. And actually, welcome to the 30th episode of Peace, Love, and Jenny. I can't believe that even when I say that. I cannot believe it's been 30 episodes. But again, this has been such an incredible experience. And I really just want to say thank you to everyone who's listened and supported the show and joined me each week. I genuinely have so much fun putting these episodes together. And yeah, I'm just really grateful that you're here. And I'm excited to continue this wonderful show. So, for this week's episode, I was definitely in the mood for something a little more rock and roll, am I right? And maybe a tad of Americana influences as well. So lots of guitars, some great storytelling, and songs that just kind of feel good turned up really, really loud. So that's what I definitely recommend for today. Turn up the volume. So let's see what we've got first to begin. So starting off strong, I've got a song that I've been loving this week. That's how it usually goes, right? It is Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes. The song was written by frontman Gordon Gano when he was still a teenager, actually, and it would eventually become the band's signature hit. Even though it wasn't a huge chart success when it was released in 1983, it slowly built a massive cult following through college radio, like this one, movies, and television. So one of the things that makes this song so memorable, in my opinion, is that it's that acoustic bass line that you can really hear in the song. The band didn't really have a traditional drummer on the recording, so a lot of the rhythm comes from that unconventional percussion and that driving acoustic sound. So it's one of those songs that really feels unique in the best way possible. Yeah, again, I love this track, and I can't think of a better way to start off episode 30. So here is Violent Femmes with Blister in the Sun.
Stuff and I'm so strung out. I'm high. as a kite, I just might stop to check to burn. When I'm walking, I strut, I stop, and I'm so strung out. And I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check to burn. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. When I'm walking, I strut, I stop, and I'm so strung out. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one.
And that was Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes. And up next is a band I've played quite a bit on the show, but honestly, they never get old. It is the Steve Miller Band, and I think they are a perfect band for the summer. And this week I'm playing Living in the USA. I actually got back into this song recently after watching The Many Saints of Newark. So it came on during the movie, and I immediately remembered how much I loved it, and of course, started playing it a lot, like I usually do when I hear movies or songs I love in soundtracks. This song appeared on the band's 1968 album, Sailor, long before Steve Miller became known for the massive hits like The Joker and Fly Like an Eagle. So it's one of those songs that really captures the band's early years and when they were kind of blending more blues, rock, and that psychedelic influence into their own sound. So what I really like about the track is that it almost feels like it's kind of moving forward at times. It's a song about being young and traveling, and you can also hear, again, a lot of those blues influences that really shaped Steve Miller as a musician and something that he would continue kind of throughout his career. So here is one of my favorite Steve Miller Band songs, Living in the USA.
Oh, a space invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just squawk like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
No matter how old.
That was Jupiter's Child by Steppenwolf. And I really love that pure rock feel the song has and those big, heavy guitars. It's exactly what this episode is all about. So next up, we're keeping the classic rock train rolling with Cream and their song SWLABR. Now, if you've ever looked at that title and wondered what on earth it means, you are definitely not alone. For years, people tried to figure it out, but it actually stands for She Walks Like a Bearded Rainbow. Yeah, which is just as psychedelic as it can get, am I right? So the song was written by bassist Jack Bruce and lyricist Pete Brown, who worked together on many of Cream's biggest songs. But Brown was really known for his imaginative, sometimes completely surreal lyrics. So this song is definitely a really great example of that style. And the track appeared on Cream's 1967 album, Desirelli Gears. And it is the record that really put the band on the map. Well, songs like Sunshine of Your Love became massive hits, but SWLABR developed a reputation as a fan favorite thanks to Eric Clapton's guitar work and the band's signature psychedelic sound. So I hope you enjoy this song just as much as I do. Here is some Cream.
Has a beard. Has a mustache. You come into me with that soulful look on your face. Come in looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. Has a beard.
you heard about the Boston? It's not one of those. We're talking about the midnight. The one who closed the bedroom door. I'm called a hit and run reaper in anger. The knife sharpened tip of toe. Or just a shooting dead brain bell jangle. You know, the word you never seen before. So if you ever meet the midnight rambler,
was Midnight Rambler by the Rolling Stones. And you gotta love that song and really the whole Let It Bleed album. And one thing I've always liked about it is how rooted it is in the blues. The Stones were heavily inspired by American blues artists, and you can really hear that influence throughout the song. And the harmonica to the raw gritty feel of the performance is truly perfection. So next up, we've got a band, no, literally the band, with their song The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. And one of the reasons I wanted to play this song today is because I recently made the trip over to Hotel Wolf Island and got to see the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir perform music from Big Pink. And it was such an incredible show, and it reminded me of just how much I love the band. So I thought it'd be fun to highlight them a little bit on the show today. And the song itself is actually has a really interesting story behind it. It was written by Robbie Robertson, who wanted to tell the story of an American Civil War through the eyes of an ordinary person rather than a famous general or historical figure. He created the character Virgil Crane, or Kane, sorry, a man watching his life and community fall apart as war comes to an end. So what's especially interesting is that Robertson was actually Canadian, so he didn't grow up with the same connection to the Civil War that many Americans did. He spent a lot of time researching the period, though, and reading history books, and he was really fascinated by the war. Because of that, the song feels less like a history lesson and more like a personal memory being passed down. So I love this song, and I'm sure lots of you do too. So here is The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Virgil Kane is the name, and I served on the Danville train till Stoneman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. Singing they went la 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 la
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
Mixing up the medicine, I'm on a pavement, thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did, God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills, you only got 10. Maggie comes Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man, orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose and wash your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters, girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders or watch your parking meters. Get blessed, tired of these success. Please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge a scandal. Don't wanna be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work, cause
fellas took the handle.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Everybody, I Love You. And honestly, I don't think there is a single song of theirs that I don't truly love, which is probably why I end up playing them on the show almost every week, I can't lie. But next, we've got a little bit of a more modern track from an incredible Canadian band, The Sheepdogs. I'm playing Bad for Your Health off their newest album, Keep Out of the Storm. One thing I love about The Sheepdogs is that they literally sound like they've stepped right out of the 1970s. You can really hear the influences from bands like The Band, CCR, The Allman Brothers, but it never feels like they're copying anyone. They've definitely got their own original song, but it's truly got that classic rock spirit to it. And the band actually got their start in Saskatchewan and spent years grinding it out on the road before getting their big break. In 2011, they actually became the first unsigned band to land on the cover of Rolling Stone after winning a fan vote, which completely changed their career. Their latest album, Keep Out of the Storm, has had lots of themes about resilience, pushing through tough times, and it's just a great album, and it's got all the rock and guitar-driven songs that I love to hear. So here is Bad for Your Health by The Sheepdogs.
All I care about is liberty. Come on in and we can dance around the Christmas tree. Oh, don't be scared because the power's on. All I do is talk upon my telephone. Give it away, make a mistake upon the metronome. Kiss and tell is just to spell you wrong. Take good care of
We'll be right back. Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC. Listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Looking at the wall, wondering what I'm gonna do. Memories are all I have since I don't have a view. Was afraid to die and now I'm scared to live. Gotten so used to lying, now the truth is a sin. Been around here for 6 months, ain't heard a sound. Closer to someone, further away from myself. Just didn't like who I was, so I tried to be somebody else. Meetings and taking a beating don't help. She didn't like who I was, so I tried to be somebody else. I'm an amoeba, but it's getting clearer to see. Another old timer ain't something I'm wanting to be. Oh, 6 long months ain't enough to come around. After 2 or 3 years, maybe I can live it down. Closer to someone, further away from myself. She didn't like who I was, so I tried to be somebody. Meetings and taking a beat don't help. She didn't like who I was, so I tried to be somebody else.
That was Marcus King and Jesse Wells with Somebody Else. And I've really been getting into Marcus King lately. I just love that bluesy, soulful feel he brings to everything he does. And he's one of those artists who can really blend the rock, blues, country, and soul kind of all together. And it fits so naturally. And I really love his sound. And what I like about Somebody Else is that it feels really honest to me. A lot of Marcus King's recent music has dealt with heartbreak and addiction, trying to figure out things in life when it doesn't always go the way you expected. So I really love that song, and I love the melody in it. It's truly a beautiful song. And we have now reached my hidden gem for tonight, a song I think everyone should listen to at least once in their lives. This song is by Donovan. It is called Barabajuggle. I'm trying, guys. Let's try it again. Barabajuggle by Donovan. It's a tough one to pronounce, I can't lie, but I absolutely love the song, and I actually first heard it, well, if you know me, you can probably guess, it was in a movie, more specifically, one of my favorite movies, Licorice Pizza, and the soundtrack for that film is truly incredible, and this was one of the songs that was in it. And what's funny is that you've probably wondered what Baraba Juggle actually means, and nobody really knows. Donovan basically made the word up, which is probably why it's so hard to pronounce, because it's basically just a bunch of letters thrown into what seems to be a word. But the song came out in 1969, right in the middle of the psychedelic era, where artists were experimenting with all kinds of sounds and ideas, and Donovan was definitely one of the most creative artists working there at the time. And what's especially cool about this track is it features members of the Jeff Beck group, including legendary guitarist Jeff Beck himself. And Donovan had originally been working on a different version of the song, but when Jeff Beck got involved, it involved into this heavier blues rock track that we all really know today and truly love. So before I leave you here for the night, I just want to say thanks for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'll be back next week at 8 p.m. with more great music, stories, and of course a hidden gem. But for now, here's Donovan. Okay, let's try this one more time with Baraba Juggle. I tried, guys. Here it is.